You're listening to SBS News.
As one set of tax cuts proposed by the federal government stalls, some progress has been made on another. With Labor's backing, the government's low and middle income tax offset package has passed the lower house. It would provide $530 in relief each year and lift the threshold for the 32.5% tax bracket from $87,000 per year to $90,000. Opposition attempts to split the bill have failed. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has used parliamentary question time to praise the passage of the package.
Our tax relief is going to ensure at the end, when the plan is complete in 2024, that 94% of Australians do not pay more than 32.5 cents in the dollar in marginal tax, from $41,000 up to $200,000. That is an enormous reform.
Treasurer Scott Morrison has revealed the final cost of the first and second stages of the package would be $102 billion over a decade, while the contentious third stage would cost about $40 billion. However, Labor is continuing to call for more information on those further cuts proposed for 2022 and 2024. The developments have come a day after One Nation leader Pauline Hanson stunned the government by announcing she was withdrawing her support for the corporate tax cuts. The embattled plan would lower the rate for all businesses whose annual turnover exceeds $50 million by 25%, equaling around $80 billion. Senator Hanson has now offered further detail on her decision.
You either cut back on government spending, or you've got to say, no, tighten your belt, you can't give these tax cuts. Now, also, we're talking about 8 years down the track for these tax cuts. I've spoken to companies now. They want relief now. The escalating power costs is what is going to cause closures and job losses. Deal with that.
Mr. Turnbull has indicated he remains optimistic about negotiations with Senate crossbenchers over the legislation. And fellow crossbencher Darren Hinch has told Sky News he believes it could pass by June if the government decides to raise the turnover threshold to $500 million.
Go for this now, and if you believe in this thing about giving the banks a big break down the track, you take it to the election then. But at least get it to $500 million now. And I'm thinking now, because Corey Bernardi started to talk this way, Pauline Hanson hasn't shut it down. I think if the government would come on board, we could get $500 million through in June.
Senator Hanson hasn't ruled out supporting that change. The opposition, meanwhile, is challenging the government to take the cuts to the next election. Labor Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen says Mr. Turnbull's actions should match his words.
If Malcolm Turnbull drops the corporate tax cut, what's the point of Malcolm Turnbull? What's the point to the Turnbull government? Now, Malcolm Turnbull says he believes in the corporate tax cut. We take him at his word, take it to the election, make the next election a referendum on Malcolm Turnbull's corporate tax cut for big business.
Andrea Nierhoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.